have in the studio Joanna McGee, Audio Health. Welcome.
Welcome.
I'm just reading off my screen here. Kamal, on behalf of Audio Health, he's now on top of the world thanks to Audio Health. Aaron in the Audio Health Sydney office has fitted Kamal with a new device that has given him an edge over with people without hearing loss. Aaron has also fitted Kamal with a device that links directly with his mobile phone so he can take calls through his brand new device. That's why, just like the carpenters, Kamal is on top of the world. Kamal, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Oh, what a voice, Kamal. Beautiful.
Kamal, this is terrific to have you on the show today. It's interesting because I saw you with Ann Doe the other night. That was excellent television on the ABC. But I was astounded to hear that you were actually too shy to open your mouth and sing when you were young.
Well, you know, I mean, I still don't think I'm a singer. I'm a communicator.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know if you want to split the difference. I mean, really, you know, the people like Whitney Houston, she's a real singer. I mean, I don't want to go into the details of how I make the noise I make, because in 1962, when I went back to Malaysia, my mother took me aside and she said, now that you're going to sing white man's music, can I hear a little bit of it? So I sang her a song. At the end of it, she screwed her face up and she was really sort of seemed worried. She said, son, doesn't it hurt your throat to make noises like that?
Oh, dear.
So anyway, beauty lies in the ears and eyes of the beholder.
Yeah. Tell me about this new device.
Well, you were talking about the hearing aid I've got on.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, the thing is this, there are various kinds, but I'd like to think this is, if not the best, one of the best. Without it, my career might have ended maybe like 20, 30 years ago,
yeah.
Because my hearing was going, you know, I mean, look, I'm 86 now, wow. I'll be 87 in about, 5 months or so. But I'm trying to make every day, every post a winning post.
Yeah.
And in fact, tomorrow I have a meeting with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
Because about 40 years ago, I did a half-hour program called Both Sides Now with the Sydney Symphony.
Mm.
So thanks to Audio Health and the, you know, the apparatus or the, whatever it is I've got, connected to me that's connected me to you, we are still communicating.
I won't ask you to explain all the technology, just enjoy it.
Well, I'm trying to.
Kamal, I think what we try to do, what Aaron tries to do, we're the experts there, and we just like clients, you know, to appreciate the end result, don't we? Which you said you had also won the A Brush with Fame, an insatiable desire to communicate. You know, as I said to John last week, I can really relate to that because we have an insatiable desire to help people communicate. So we've got a lot in common there, I feel.
Well, not only an insatiable desire, but I think it's our duty for those of us or those of you who can help. And if you're in the industry, that's imperative that you should do it unless you something else better to do. I mean, I think you and your family history, it's amazing. I mean, and especially from my point of view, if the hearing loss is bad, I mean, mine, I'm your son tells me that it's about 70% gone. And I'm still around. I don't want to be 100% gone. But anyway, but thank God for hearing aids and what Aaron and you are doing for me.
By the way, Kamal, I understand you want to come and visit up here. What are the chances?
Make me an offer I can't refuse.
Yes, yes, we're going to do that, Kamal, because I feel your dulcet tones up here in the north will just add to the beauty.
Well, I mean, whilst you're there, if we can do, you know, raise some funds for a worthwhile cause,
excellent.
I'll be all for it.
Excellent. Look, raising awareness of hearing is at my heart. As you said, you know, it's imperative that we do what we do. And I feel every day what I do is a vocation. It's not to me a job. And the ear is the avenue to the heart. And every day we see transformations happen with our clients coming in. And it's with care and expertise that we're able to get them to a similar position to yourself. So I'd love to do something with raising awareness of hearing with you. How does that sound?
No, absolutely, absolutely. By the way, Joanna, you just said about heart being the hearing connected to the heart. And I don't know what Tony Bennett did when he left his heart in San Francisco.
Yes, yes, that's right. And I mean,
is not John making a comment?
He's smiling. He's trying to get a word in edgeways,
well, I
think.
Well, I'm actually starting to worry about the news and a few other things coming up soon. Kamal, we're going to have to leave you now, but looking forward, hopefully, that visit to North Queensland. I think you'd love it up here, and so would your fans.
Why are you being so unkind, John?
Because I'm getting a wind-up from staff.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Lovely to catch up today, Kamal.
Thank you, Kamal. Lovely.
Okay, and play a track of some kind, especially Miracles, if we can find it.
All right,
because
Kamal,
life is a miracle.
It is.
Thank you, Kamal. From North Sydney, I think you said.
Northern Beaches of Sydney,
okay.
Where we've got our new clinic.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Just fundamentally, that device that Kamal's talking about.
Yes, absolutely wonderful device available. Come in and give it a try before the end of June. And look, there's tax rebates, there's funding, there's marvellous funding through the government, and we'll be able to help you get the best possible hearing results. Clinics, as you know, I hardly need to say anymore, Grafton Street and Atherton, Cook Street, Smithfield, Stanton Place, and we've a couple of visiting sites, and the ear is the avenue to the heart, John.
Joanna McGee from Audio Health, one of our program's sponsors. 22 to 12, here's Cactus.
The Labour Party will try.